And Alvin also had a major part to play in our final milestone in the history of life in the oceans, the Census of Marine Life.
The Census of Marine Life was the first cooperative global effort to assess everything that lives in the oceans, from microbes to mammals, from the mud and sediment in the seafloor up to the sea surface and even the seabirds, from the tidal pools along the coast to the mid-ocean.
That's Jesse Ossibel, one of the founders of the Census. So what drove him and his partner in the Census, Fred Grassley, to attempt such a huge project?
There's tremendous concern in the oceans about both about what's known and what's unknown. What's known keeps changing, of course, because the environment is always fluctuating, because fishing is removing life. But we also know that most of the ocean, maybe 90%, is really unexplored in a serious, careful way for marine life. So people had been talking about shifting baselines. Well, we know things were different in 1950 or 1850 or the year 1500. So the group of us, the core group of us, said, well, maybe it's time for everybody all around the world to join together and really look in a big way, in an integrated way, in a cooperative way, using the newest technologies. Let's really try for the first time to create global baselines for all species, for all regions. And that was really our goal. Everybody said to us, you're crazy, but no one said, don't do it.
Over 6,000 new species were described during the census, and the first official list of all known species in the ocean was made, a list with over 250,000 species on it, but that could be missing up to three times that number of species that we are yet to discover. There was also the discovery of an area in the Pacific just off the west coast of the United States, now dubbed the Blue Serengeti, essential for migrations of dozens of large ocean species. If you want to know more about some of the discoveries at the census, do check out our website where we have interviews from some of the researchers involved. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans. So what has been done in the last 2 years with all of this information about the state of the oceans since the census was released?
Most of the nations of the world have signed a treaty called the Convention on Biodiversity that keeps ratcheting up and introducing stronger measures for conservation of biodiversity. The work of the census provided the basis for the definition of areas that would be especially important to protect in the ocean, especially the high seas, the ecologically and biologically significant areas, or EBSAs. And just a couple of weeks ago, at the big meeting of politicians and managers involved with this Global Convention on Biodiversity, a whole set of new marine areas were identified for protection.
A step in the right direction for protecting the seas. So how does it feel after 10 years of hard work and the release of results that have changed our understanding of life in the oceans and are helping to shape our protection of it?
Personally, for me, it was an incredible journey. I've learned enormous amounts. I made many new friends, and I had great adventures on ice floes in the Arctic Ocean and at the Great Barrier Reef. But I think the 2,700 people participating would tell you the same, that working together cooperatively, we all did something that none of us alone or in a small group could have done. Just the joy of discovery is immense, but then the fact that the knowledge is valuable and can help life in the oceans, I think, is also at least as gratifying.
Jesse Ossibel, one of the founders of the Census of Marine Life. And that's it for our journey through the history of life in our seas. We've heard about ancient microbes altering the atmosphere of the early Earth, Neanderthals breaking open shellfish by the fireside, and how global scientific collaboration can lead to extraordinary things. It just remains for me to say a huge thank you to Ken McNamara, Alex Liu and Martin Smith, Hilary Ketchum, Paul Pettit and Kurt Utes and Jesse Ossibel. If you want to find out more about any of their work, check out our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans. Thanks for listening and catch you next time.
Naked Oceans is produced by The Naked Scientists and supported by the Save Our Seas Foundation. For more information, look them up online at saveourseas.com.